This is the Interesting Facts Roundup for the week beginning July 8th, 2007. And we began the week by looking at the very interesting date before, July 7th, that has its own podcast on the blog. Now, believe it or not, mammoth hair can be sold for $50 an inch on the black market. Seemingly, specimens of this extinct species are traded in a lucrative market, not just for hair, but ivory, skin, and other body parts. You know it's true what they say. Some people will buy anything. Actually, my hair has a slightly woolly mammoth quality to it. I wonder how much I could flog it on eBay for. Now, believe it or not, grumpy old people may not be able to help it, as scientists have found that age may affect your sense of humour. It's just not funny. Another thing that's not very funny is that joggers who listen to MP3 players could be at risk from lightning strikes. Several cases of people suffering burns and hearing loss after being struck by lightning while wearing personal stereos have been recorded. Whilst the device isn't thought to attract the lightning, thank goodness, they can help to channel the current. Maybe people should wear good old-fashioned rubber-soled shoes in the future. Now, you might want rubber-soled shoes if you're a stalker, you know, sneaking up on people. But celebrities sometimes pretend to have stalkers in order to get publicity. Celebrities lying for publicity? Newspapers publishing lies? Surely not. Whatever next? Now, celebrities have lots of money, and maybe they give some of it to charity. Total voluntary income to UK charities from individuals in 2005 and 2006 was £8.9 billion. Seemingly a similar amount was paid out in city bonuses that year. And finally, staying with charitable donations, the total amount given by the 30 people named in the Rich List's Giving Index was £1.2 billion. It sounds like a lot, doesn't it? But according to Beth Breeze, a philanthropy researcher, it's only the contents of the bank account of just one of the 64 billionaires named on the list. Well done, Beth. And that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember, learning something new is good for the brain.